This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Getting more low-income students into college has been one of the big goals of the Obama administration's education department. Getting them in, though, is of course only half of the equation. The other half is getting those students graduated once they have enrolled. To that end, the administration's floating a plan to expand the Pell Grant program to give low-income students a better shot at completing their education and actually getting that degree. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story.
Only about 60% of students who enroll in bachelor's degree programs graduate within 6 years. And even among those who do, many say getting a diploma took longer and cost more than they expected.
Staying in school longer is very expensive. You pay more tuition and you take more time out of the labor force.
Sandy Baum is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute.
Also, the longer it goes on, the less likely you are to finish.
Life gets in the way, she says, especially for low-income students who may be trying to balance a job, family responsibilities, and their education. And students who drop out of college are 3 times more likely to default on student debt. The new Pell Grant proposals are aimed at getting students through school faster. Students who take 15 credits a semester, a full load, would get an extra $300. Students who add a third semester, say during the summer, could be eligible to receive an additional $1,900 a year if they're going full time. Pauline Abernathy is with the Institute for College Access and Success.
For those who can afford to go full-time during the school year, this will certainly help them complete faster.
The year-round funding, if it passes, would benefit about 700,000 students. Currently, there are more than 8 million students that receive Pell Grants.
Clearly, by having the full-time requirement, it does also reduce the cost of the program significantly.
We've tried a version of year-round Pell Grants before, but they were eliminated as part of federal budget cuts back in 2011. Experts think there's a chance that these changes, with a price tag of $2 billion, may have enough congressional support this budget cycle to stand a chance. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.